USA Radio News.
Democrat Joe Biden edged closer to winning the White House Friday, expanding his narrow leads over President Donald Trump in the battleground states of Pennsylvania and Georgia. Trump remained defiant, vowing to press unfounded claims of fraud as a weary, anxious nation waited for clarity in an election that only intensified the country's deep polarization. Former Vice President Biden is hoping to secure Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes that would put him over the top. Democrats spent $50 million trying to win control of state legislatures in 2020, but the effort mostly failed, cementing regional power in their more conservative Republican opponents over such issues as abortion, education, and criminal justice. In most cases, Democrats won't have a say in how congressional districts are drawn. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck! As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The unemployment rate in the United States fell to 6.9%, and employers added 638,000 jobs last month. Prior to the COVID-19 crisis, the unemployment rate in the U.S. was at 3.5%, its lowest level in decades. A longtime Today Show personality had some sobering news this morning. Lance Pry has this story from our West Coast Bureau.
NBC weatherman Al Roker on the Today Show Friday revealed he has cancer.
Turns out I have prostate cancer. And it's a good news, bad news kind of thing. Good news is we caught it early. Not great news is that it's a little aggressive, so I'm going to be taking some time off to take care of this.
The 66-year-old wanted to bring to light, 1 in 7 African-American men and 1 in 9 men overall will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. So go get tested. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Republican National Committee has reached out to donors as it seeks to raise at least $60 million to fund legal challenges brought by President Donald Trump over the results of the U.S. presidential election. This according to two sources familiar with the matter. The Trump campaign has filed lawsuits in several states following the November 3rd election, pitting the president against Democratic challenger Joe Biden. The donor who said he received solicitations from the RNC says they want $60 million. As the nationwide COVID-19 cases soar, the number of hospitalized Americans is also climbing, and experts warn that could lead to a rise in deaths. The United States has more than 53,000 coronavirus patients, according to the COVID Tracking Project. An ensemble forecast by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention projects another 31,000 people could lose their lives over the next 2.5 weeks. Hospitalizations in New Mexico have shot up 260% in the last month. And the Las Vegas Raiders have been fined $500,000 and stripped of a sixth-round pick in the 2021 NFL draft, and coach John Gruden has been fined an additional $150,000 by the league for what one source described as brazen and repeated violations of COVID-19 protocols. For USA Radio News, I'm Jim Taylor.